This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shleima for kol choylei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim, b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel. We're talking about kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba, and then we're talking also about the exceptions of the people who don't have chelek l'olam haba. And we're going to talk about now a different aspect or a different facet of this is, besides for people who don't have chelek l'olam haba, are they going to be brought to judgment, to be judged by the Bezen Shalmala? Dor HaMabel, the door of that brought about the Mabel, ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, they do not have the part in olam haba, the ein omdei badin. They are not brought to judgment by Bezen Shalmala for their actions either. That's maybe that's a trade-off, that they don't have olam haba, but they don't get judged either. Shenemar, as it says, v'lo yodin ruchi ba'adam l'olam. I will not have my spirit rest with or judge the people forever. Lo din v'lo ruach, they will not have a din, and they won't have ruach. And therefore they won't have olam haba, and they won't be judged. That's what that means. Dor afloga ein lahem chelek l'olam haba. The door that had that was spread out, they got different languages for each group of people, and then they were spread to various parts of the earth. That they don't have a chelek l'olam haba either, because the reason why it happened was because they were trying to rebel against the Eibishter. Shenema, as it says, vayofetz osim Hashem misham al pnei kol ha'aretz. Hashem spread them from there to the whole face of the earth. Hashem spread them on this world, on the earth. And from there, Hashem also spread them, double lashon. Why are you saying it a second time? That they also lost their olam haba. And if you'll notice, it does not say anything about whether or not there's going to have a din v'cheshbon in Bezen Shalmala. So it would seem that they are agreeing that they do have a din in Bezen Shalmala. Anche Sedoim, the people in Sedoim, ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, they don't have a part on olam haba. Shenemar, as it says, v'anche Sedoim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem bi'oid. They were terrible, so terrible all the way up to Hashem. That's how terrible they were, meaning that and very much so. Roim b'olam hazeh, they were terrible in this world. V'chatoim l'olam haba. And they were also considered sinners in Olam Haba, meaning they will not get Olam Haba. Again, notice that it doesn't say in the Mishnayos whether or not they're going to be Oymed Badin. They're going to... I take that back. Aval Oymed Badin. They do... Over here in the Mishnayos, it does say they are going to be given the Mecheshmen in Bezen Shalmala. Here, Reb Nechemia is going to argue on this, on specifically on the Anshei Sedoim, but he's also going to use the fact that the Anshei Dor HaMabel are not Oymed Badin to be part of the explanation about why they're Oymed Badin as well, that they're going to give a Din V'cheshbon. Reb Nechemia, Oymer Reb Nechemia says, Elo ve'enu, Elo ein Oymed Badin. Just like we said before, that the Dor HaMabel is not going to be Oymed Badin, they're not going to give a Din V'cheshbon in front of Bezen Shalmala. So too, the people of Sedoim are also not going to give a Din V'cheshbon in Bezen Shalmala. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yokumu Rishoim, Alkein Lo Yokumu Rishoim Ba Mishpat. Therefore, the Rishoim will not stand judgment. V'chatoim, and the sinners, the Rishoim, the evil people, will not stand in Mishpat. V'chatoim, and the sinners, Ba'adas tzaddikim will not stand in the group of tzaddikim. Alkein lo yishuv rishoyim b'mishpat. What does that mean when it says, therefore, the people who are rishoyim, the evil people, will not stand in judgment? Zeh Dor HaMabel. That's what we spoke about, the Dor HaMabel. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we said they don't have a din, a judgment. V'chatoim ba'adas tzaddikim, the people who are sinners will not stand together with the tzaddikim. Elu anshei Sedoim. Those are the people of Sedoim, that they will not be judged either, because tzaddikim are the ones who are judged, and hopefully get righteously in judgment and earn an olam haba. Amrloi, so the Chacham said, no, you're not reading this correctly. They're not going to stand together with Tzadikim to be judged like the Tzadikim are judged. They will stand with other evil people that are being judged in Olam Haba, in by the Bezen Shamala. And therefore, Reb Nechemiah said that they are going to be judged. Therefore, the Chachamim said they are going to be judged, against what Reb Nechemiah said, when Reb Nechemiah said they weren't going to be judged. Meraglim, those spies that were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, en lem chelek lem abo, they don't have chelek lem abo, shenemar, vayamusu ha'anoshim, moitzi'ei dibas ro'o b'magefa lefnei Hashem. The people who put out the bad word about Eretz Yisrael died in a magefa, in a plague, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Vayimusu boilam hazeh, they died in this world, but magefa boilam haba, and a plague is coming to allude to the fact that they don't even have olam haba. Dor, because it would seem to be redundant. Dor hamabel, dor hamidbar, the generation of the people that lived through the midbar, and they tested Hashem 10 times throughout the going through the midbar. They do not have a part in Olam Haba, but they also will not stand in judgment. As it says, they will stop, meaning they will die in this desert, and they will also die there, and they will dare die. So what if that sounds redundant? So therefore, it would seem to be one is for talking about Olam Hazeh, and the other one is talking about Olam Haba. This is what Rebbe Akiva says. For Rebbe Leza says, Aleha Mu'aymer, and there it says, note that they will have Olam Haba, they will have Olam Haba because they're the ones who actually, they were Mekabel the Torah. Isvili Chasidai, gather for me my chassidim, the ones who are doing things lifnei mishur sedin, koyer seberisi, the people who made the treaty with me, alei zavach, through they made the treaty on top of sacrifices, on top of zvachim, karbonis that they made to the Eibishter at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Next group of people, adas koyrach, the people who were in koyrach's group. They were swallowed up by the earth, but they're not going to be raised up again. They're there for forever. Shenemar, as it says, the earth covered them over. Bo'ilam hazeh, that they don't have, you know, they stopped living at that point. They were just swallowed into the earth. And they were lost from amongst the group, meaning from amongst the congregation. What does that mean? Lo'ilam haba, that they don't have Olam Haba anymore. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Leza says, Aleyamu Oimer, Hashem Meimisum Mechaye. So they don't, Rabbi Akiva said they don't have Olam Haba, and Rabbi Leza says, no, Hashem Meimisum Mechaye, Hashem is the one who makes people die, but he also brings them alive. Moirid Sha'oil VeYo'al. So he puts people into the depths, meaning like the Das Kairach, that they went into the earth and they got swallowed up by the depths, by all, but they will be brought up. Hashem brings them up. Haseres HaShvatim, there is the 10 Shvatim that they lived and they had a separate king, and they were captured way before and they were taken into Gullus amongst the nations way before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Einon Asidon Lachzor, they will not return to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says, Vayishlichem el Eretz Acheres, that they were thrown to a different place. Kayom hazeh, as the meaning is so strong as the day, as the current day. Ma hayom hazeh, just like the current day. Hoylik veinachoizer, once it leaves, once it goes away, it doesn't come back. Afheim, so to them, hoylchem veinachoizer, they leave, meaning they were captured by the goyim. And Veinu Chazim, they're not going to return. That's what Rebbe Akiva says. Rebbe Leza says, Kayoim Hazeh, you have to translate the pasuk a little bit differently. They will come back. Ma Hayoim Hazeh Ma Filu Meir, just like the day becomes dark, and then you know what? It becomes light again in the morning. Afaseres HaShvatim, so too the 10 Shvatim that were taken into Golos, she'af alahen, that it became darkened for them because they were taken into captivity. Kachasid lahoylen, they're going to be brightened for them. They're going to be taken out of galus. They're going to come with kibbutz galios, me'ar b'kamfez ha'aretz, to Eretz Yisrael, with Mashiach. Be'ezus Hashem, b'mheir b'meinu, amen. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.